Section 1. You will hear a woman talking to a man who works in a tourist information office. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I hope so. I have a friend in Spain, and her two daughters are coming to the city to study for a month.
Uh-huh.
So I thought the Tourist Information Center was the best place to ask about hostels. Can you recommend any?
Of course. I usually suggest one of the Hosteling International places. HI West End is a big hostel in a residential area.
Uh-huh.
But it's only 10 minutes from downtown if you take a bus. It's really popular.
The journey time is by bus, so bus has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I hope so. I have a friend in Spain, and her two daughters are coming to the city to study for a month.
Uh-huh.
So I thought the Tourist Information Center was the best place to ask about hostels. Can you recommend any?
Of course. I usually suggest one of the Hosteling International places. HI West End is a big hostel in a residential area.
Uh-huh.
But it's only 10 minutes from downtown if you take a bus. It's really popular.
Okay, sounds good. I need to know how much it costs. The girls want a double room to themselves. They don't want to share with other people.
That makes it more expensive. The price is under $30 for a bed in a dormitory, but they'll be paying $50 a night.
Hmm.
But if they become members of Hosteling International, the price comes down to $41 a night. Membership costs $35.
Right.
And membership offers them benefits, too, on all kinds of activities.
Huh. What kind of things?
Skydiving and whitewater rafting, things like that.
I don't think they're interested in that kind of thing. If they become members, will they get cheaper entrance tickets to museums?
Oh, yes. And also discounts on bicycle and car hire.
Okay, it's probably worth it. Is the hostel very noisy? They're coming here to do some studying.
I think it is quite noisy, as it's a really big hostel. And if they want to use the internet, this hostel still makes a charge, unfortunately.
Oh.
It's $1 for 15 minutes and $3 for an hour.
It might not be ideal for them.
Mm-hmm.
What else can you recommend? Is there anything in a quiet area?
There's Elliscote Hostel.
How do you spell that?
Elliscoat.
I've never heard that name before. And where is that?
It's on the beach looking over the bay. Here, look on the map.
Oh.
It's quiet, but not far from Dragon Island. There's plenty going on there in the evening.
Oh, that's a nice area. And if they want to go to Dragon Island, it only takes a couple of minutes to walk down to the ferry.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is a room there?
It's in such a nice spot that the rooms are a bit more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're $62.
Does that include any meals?
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
It is possible to buy meals in the hostel at a reasonable price, but because it isn't very busy in the winter, they only cook in summer.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
Oh, I think I know the place you mean. It's an old building, isn't it?
Yes, it's well known as it's one of the oldest in the city. There's been a hotel there since 1887 when it was first built. It was turned into a hostel in 1985, and they've invested a lot of money restoring it inside.
They'd like that. But I'm just looking on the map at where their college is. It's right in the center. It is a bit far for them from there.
The hostel actually has scooters for hire at a very good price, so they could do that. It would be quicker than cycling or walking to the center.
It is a bit expensive, but it sounds like the best one so far, unless there's something a bit cheaper.
Okay, what about the backpackers' hostel? That's not so expensive. It's in a side street in the entertainment district. They wouldn't need to go far to find everything they want. They could walk everywhere. And it's very reasonable. Only $45 and another $5 if they want to have breakfast.
But what about other meals?
There's no cafe, but on each floor in this hostel, there's a kitchen for residents to cook in.
Oh.
I'm not sure how well-equipped they are, but it should be fine for basic meals.
Well, that's really very helpful. I'll pass all this information on now.
Do ask your friends to ring me if they need to know anything else.
I will. Thank you.
That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers.